back.
Welcome back to Au Pair and Host Mom Unfiltered. We are super excited today because we have a guest.
Welcome,
hi.
Elsa.
Thank you.
Yes, we have Elsa on, and if you have been on social media at all, you have seen her all over the place, and so we're so happy that she was able to come on and join us. So let's just jump right into things and tell us like a little bit about yourself, how old you are, how many host kids you have, because obviously you're an au pair. How long have you been an au pair? All the things.
So my name is Elsa Nordstrom. I've been actually working as an au pair for 2.5 years. And I've been in a few different host families, everything from really good ones to actually like really bad ones. So I've had a lot of like mixed experiences, and I'm from Sweden, so I'm from a town called Luleå, which is like far up in the north. Right now I live in Australia, so I've been an au pair in the US, but also now I'm an au pair in Australia, and I have two host kids. They're twins. They're 2 turning 3 in May. So it's a lot, but it's so much fun. And I live with my host mom and my host dad, Harry and Katie, or Katie and Harry. And Katie's also doing social media, so we also like have a lot in common with that and have a lot of fun.
That's awesome. Okay, so I've been seeing your videos since before when you were in Florida, right? Because that's where you were.
Yeah.
Yeah. And how was America? How is America compared to Australia with the whole au pair thing?
Yeah, so I get a lot of questions from people like, what should I choose? Should I go to Australia? Should I go to the US? What do you want? Like, what did you like the best? And it's actually really hard, I feel like, to compare those two countries. It's all going to depend on, like, how your family is, how, like, where you live. Also, America is such a, like, it's a huge country. Like, if you live in Hawaii, it's going to be so different from if you live in New York. But I actually really, really liked my time in the U.S., at least the last, like, 1.5 year. The first 6 months were a little turbulent, but I learned from that too. But I could not say like, oh, you should pick this, you should pick that. Like, I like it. Like, since I've been in the US for like 2 years, of course, like
That's
now I, yeah, it's a long time. Like, I've experienced more there, and I've only been here for like 2 or 3 months now. But I'm really looking forward to like stay here long term, hopefully.
Well, it looks amazing.
Yeah, right.
It really does.
So what was your experience like though as an au pair in America? Like overall, what was the experience like for you?
It was good. I went with an agency, so I got a lot of help from them when I was in like bad situations, like rematches and stuff like that. But it was good. It was, I was in the last 1.5 years, which I usually like refer to when I'm talking about my au pair year, like in Florida in the US, was amazing. Like, I became so close with my host family, and they were just amazing people. So
that's great. I'm wondering, how's your, because I'm about to leave here in like 5 months?
Yeah.
I've had more than half of my year here now. And I'm wondering, like, how's your relationship now? Because I've seen that you guys had a great relationship.
Yes. I talk with them as often as I can. As you guys know, the time change and the time difference is, like, crazy. Like, compared to, like, here in Florida and, like, here in Sweden. Like, it's just, like, I wake up and I'm like, oh, too late to call. Like, I try to talk to them as often as I can. We still have a really good relationship. And we still follow, like, each other, like, everywhere on social media, which is, like, great. Because then you get to still, like, see what they're doing and how everything is going. And my host kid, he was 3 when I came and then 5 when I left. And he's, like, so big now. And I'm like, oh, no, like, he's like, a kid now. Like, it's just, like, amazing to get to follow them through that. And I will definitely go and, like, visit them at some point. Right now, I'm not sure when, but
yeah,
we're probably going to be in contact for like the rest of our lives. Like, they're just such amazing people, and we came really close. So,
yeah, I feel like we've talked about that a lot. Like, I saw this reel, I've talked about it before, that was like, or this TikTok again. Sorry, I'm like, Instagram's my thing usually, but like, I saw this reel that was like, an au pair who came back to like her host kid's wedding, like down the road. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. I'm like, I hope I have like 5 au pairs that are lined up at all my kids' weddings.
Yeah. But it's just, it's really great to see them grow up though. Like, yeah. Liam, my oldest here, he was 3 when I came as well. And yeah, he's just turned 4. And they grow so much, like, yeah, they just, as you said, they become a human being,
yeah,
with a personality.
yeah.
But also, you mentioned that before you were in the Great Florida Family, you went to Rematch, and I think there's a lot of people that I know personally now as well that are in Rematch now, right now. What is like the best thing you should think when you go into Rematch, or like
how
the whole
was
process.
That process for you? I guess.
Yeah, so I went through actually 2 rematches. So I came to a family at first. I actually stayed with them for 6 months, so I was there for a long time. But it didn't really end well, so it was not a friendly rematch at all. So it started off, like, with that family, it started off great. Like, I really liked them from the beginning, and they did treat me good, like, the first month or so. But after a while, the dad in the family started to be a little, like, too controlling, like, controlling what I was eating. He was commenting on my body. He had a GPS on my car without me even knowing. And I got to know this from other au pairs, like, in the area. They're like, oh, do you know about the GPS on your car? And I'm like, the what?
Oh, wait, they knew and you didn't?
I had no idea, like, because I just came there, and all the au pairs that I met, they're like, ooh, you're in that family? And I'm like, why? Like, I think they're nice. Like, they're so, it's great. It's amazing. And I'm also a really positive person, so I always want to see everything from, like, the good side. And I'm like, no, it's great. It's amazing. I love it. And then it started to happen, like, more and more weird things. They started to, like, I don't know, it was... I could not, like, if I would, like, take more food, he would be like, oh, you're hungry today. And he would also be really, like, if I would go somewhere, he would always be like, oh, like, where are you going? Who are you meeting? They were also really careful with, like, COVID at the time, because I came to the U.S. when it was still COVID times. Yeah. So it was actually really hard to get a visa. I needed to go to, like, Poland and everything to figure that out. When I came there, they were still wearing, like, masks. They were still, like, really careful. And I respect that because I live with them and I can't just come into a house and be like, no, I want to live my life my way because I need to, like, adjust to the family. So I did. But after a while, it started getting a little too, like, he could be like, oh, yeah, this weekend you cannot hang out with your friends because COVID is, like, really bad this weekend. And I'm like, how does that work? Like, it was just so many things that I don't want to go, like, too, like, deep into it, but he's done things to me that I'm, like, after, like, when I was in it, like, everybody, like, my family at home, they called me, and I was like, no, it's amazing, and then I would cry myself to sleep because I hated, like, I really hated being an au pair. I was like, this is the worst decision, like, in my life. Like, why did I do this? This is, like, this is not for me. Like, I'm going home. Like, I don't want to do this. But after, like, they also started, like, yelling at me a lot and started, like, being actually really mean to me. And I was also 18 when I got there. So when I look back, I'm like, I feel so, like, sad not for myself, but for, like, 18-year-old me. Like, and I also just wanted to, like, have a good time. And I was so nice to them. And they were not really.
You didn't get that back.
No. So after 6 months, I told the host parents, like, hey, like, I don't feel safe in the house anymore because he's been doing things to me that I'm not comfortable with. And he was, like, okay with it. He was like, okay, yeah, I get it. I'm a weird person. And I'm like, that's scary. Like, I don't know. I'm not going to go into that too much. But yeah, the host mom got actually really mad and she started like yelling and slamming doors. And she's like, you're going to be out in an hour. Just pack your things and get out. And I'm like, oh, shit. Like, I just start throwing my things down. And then my host dad came up and he's like looking at me when I'm packing to make sure I don't steal anything. And I'm like,
weird.
This is wild.
But like, also I've heard situations like this and I've been like how? But now I hear more and I'm like, what are those people?
I just don't understand how you could treat someone like that. I truly like never once have I ever raised my voice to you. I've never even been mad at you.
Nope.
It's also like everybody here as adults, it's not like I'm not your daughter. I'm not someone who you're gonna come and like control and come and just like, I don't know. It was just too much. And I like now today I can talk about it in a way when I'm like, oh, like ha, like not laughing about it, but I can talk about it more normal. But this is actually like a trauma. Like this took a 100%. Long time with all of the things that they like did to me. It took a long time to just like work through. And I think I didn't really realize how bad it was until I came out of it. But I went into rematch. I started looking for new families on the agency that I was with, like on their website. And I actually found a family private in Aspen first, but then it was like, oh no, you're with the agency and you cannot go because there's no LCC in Aspen. And I'm like, well, that sucks.
Yeah.
So I went to New York instead to actually a Swedish family. But they were really good people. I don't blame them for anything because I came there and they didn't really show like the whole truth about their house. And I'm not like a diva. I don't need to have like a mansion. Like it's not that. But it was actually, the house was in a really bad condition. It was black mold everywhere. It was rats running around. It was a big hole in the ceiling, dripping in water. It smelled bad. And I was just like, I came in the first day and I was about to cry because I was like, this is where I'm going to live. And I don't like, I understand them too, that they got upset with me because after like only 4 days, I told them like, I'm so sorry, but I can't stay. Like if you guys would have told me that you had a hole in the ceiling and this house like wasn't a bad condition, I would never come. And they got really upset,
didn't the agency check the house out?
So they were best friends with the LCC, so the LCC would not kick them out. And the LCCs tried to, like, the LCC in New York did not, like, she tried everything to make me stay, and I did not want to stay. So I contact my LCC back in Florida, and I'm like, hey, her name is Karen, and I'm like, hey, Karen, like, I really need your help, and I'm in a really bad situation. And she's like, again? And I'm like, yeah,
it's me.
Yeah. So she helped me out to go into rematch and find a new family. And she's like, she's calling me the day after. And she's like, Elsa, I have a perfect family for you. And I'm like, what? And she's like, yeah, they live back in like the town where I was in the beginning. And I had all my friends there. Like I've been there for 6 months. So I feel like at home there. And I actually had people that I could hang out with and more like that. Like, so I talk with them. I have one interview and I'm just like, this is perfect. Like, we're a perfect match. This is going to work out great. But they were like, oh, we're going to talk to a few more au pairs. And I'm like, well, I'm like, okay. Because the family also kicked me out in New York. So I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the airport, to a hotel and like, just wait until you guys are like ready to make your decision.
Yeah. No pressure at all.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but then they called me back like 5 minutes later and they're like, you know what? Let's do it. And I'm like, yes. Aww. So they flew me down first class. I was like, this is the first time ever. I was just like, I went from living in a house with rats to sitting on a plane and I'm like, what's going on right now?
This is like a Hallmark movie.
Yes.
So they flew me down and I came to them and I just like, it just clicked. It was perfect. And I could have not like ended up in a better situation. Like, I'm so happy though for all those things that like happened to me before with my rematches that I decided to not go home and just keep on going, because in the end it was all worth it and I ended up with a wonderful family. So I really
That's awesome.
That.
Yeah.
So you recommend for people that in rematch to not go home?
No, don't go home. Perfect match. Keep on going. Like there. you can actually find a good family. After, like, it was, like, the third time for me, and I was just like, okay, this is perfect, but...
I mean, third time's a charm.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Okay, so after that experience in America that was, like, crazy, and then it turned really, really good, you probably, I'm guessing, went back to Sweden, and then what made you want to become an au pair then in Australia, or go to Australia? I don't know if you went there to be an au pair or what.
So... before I went home, I went to Hawaii for a month, my travel month. And I was just there at some, like, family friend's house. And one of my friend, Lovisa, she came over and we just, like, traveled around. And then I was thinking, like, do I want to go back home, really? Like, I knew I didn't want to go back home. So I was like, okay, I want to go to, like, a warm country somewhere and just work. I could work as an au pair. I was like, oh, do I... want to keep on working as an au pair or do I want to do something else? But then when I've been like off work for a month, I'm like, I actually miss it. Like, this is like the best job ever. Like, it's so much fun and you get so close to the kids and it's an amazing job. Like, it's not, I don't see it as a job really because it's so much fun. So I just decided I was actually picking between like Italy and like Australia or like Spain or something. But then I just, like, since I don't know Italian, I'm like, I know English at least. So I decided to go to, like, it was really just something. Like, I just signed up on the visa the same day, and I'm like, I got it the day after. And I'm like, well, I guess I'm going to Australia. So it was...
Wow.
I didn't really think it through, but...
Well, sometimes that's the best plan.
Yeah.
And also, so I guess that the process of the visa and everything was easier in Australia then.
Yes, it was much easier. And it's also like easier when you've already done it once. Like, I know my friends that's like gone only like to Australia. They're like, oh my God, the visa was so hard. Like, I was sitting with it for like days and trying to answer all the questions. And I'm like, oh, I did it in like 30 minutes. Just like...
Because
the visa process to the U.S. is much harder. But I also got used to, like, signing forms like that. I knew, like, the answers to all the questions. I had all the documents ready and all of that. So it was definitely easier.
Well, that's – I mean, I can kind of see it being easier. It feels like America is very extreme with everything that it has to do with security and visa and all that. Okay.
So then you got to Australia and did you find a family before you went or after you got there? Like, how did that all work out?
Yes. So I found a family through a like free au pair website where host families and au pairs can join for free. So it's not an agency. It's just like a website. I was also looking for families on Facebook, which also like works really well. But I found this family and I was like, this is a great match. I feel like this is going to be perfect. So I decided to match with them. And I went there and just after 2 weeks, I was in a rematch. And that can sound
like,
a little...
we're doing this again?
Yeah. It can sound a little dramatic, but it was actually not. This family is wonderful. I love them. I love the kids. We were a great match. It was just because other things from the outside, like, made this family would not be able to, like, have an au pair anymore. And I don't really talk about this rematch a lot just because in respect to the family and it's their own private stuff and their wonderful people, and I like I don't have anything bad to say about them. So
okay, so I'm wondering. sorry. Continue.
No, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that since you had a lot of families now, is there anything you would recommend people that are in the process of getting a host family, what they should avoid? Like, what are red flags, or what were you looking for this time that you have like been through so many? I guess that you like learn what you want and what you don't want. Very good.
I feel like usually you can tell on your first like FaceTime call. You can tell if this is someone that you will connect good with, that you will match good with. But some of the things that I usually see as like red flags, it depends from like family to family and stuff like that. But if they have a lot of rules and they have like, oh, you need to be back home at like 8 o'clock and you need to do this, like if they have like a whole list of rules, then it's going to be, for at least for me, some people like that. Some people like to have like strict rules and have it like that way, but most of pairs don't.
No.
So I would say that's like,
you're an adult. Like, what? Who am I to tell you how to live your life? Like, live your freaking life.
Yeah, but I usually just tell my host families that I interview, like, oh, like, my free time is, like, really important to me, even though, like, I love to hang out with the family, I love to work, this is, like, my own life, too, like, I'm going to have, like, a life outside of my job, too. And I think it's just important to make the family that you're going to match with understand who you are and just show like your true self. I've talked to families before that actually fake everything on FaceTime, and then they're like completely different. The first
That's
family
so
in Florida. So, and I was just like really shocked when I got there. I was like, oh, this is not really the vibes that I got on the call, but yeah.
I'm curious, had that family, they had previous au pairs?
Yes, a lot. And I was not allowed to talk to them.
Ooh.
There it is.
Yeah,
that's
another red flag.
A TikTok video about that being a red flag.
I think it is a red flag. Because I feel like, what is the reason that you cannot talk to the previous au pairs? But also, like, I had one host family that I interviewed saying that I couldn't have friends. And I was like, well, maybe that's normal. Like, in the beginning, you don't know what's normal and what's weird.
Yeah. No, it's really hard, especially when you go for the first time, to know what's like normal and okay and what it's not. But you learn that like through the way, and through like after a few months you will like understand it pretty like quickly, I feel like, how the whole like au pair and host family role works. And you should never be like uncomfortable in your host family and never feel like, oh, I can't like do this or I can't say that, and be like scared of them in a way. Like being an au pair is also not like, it's not, of course your host parents are also your boss, like it's, you work for them, but it's not like a professional job where your boss sit down with you and they're like, hey, this and that, and that, like it's more like a friend relationship and more of like becoming a part of the family. I also know a lot of host families that actually don't want their au pair to be a part of the family. Which is, like, okay, because I also know pairs that don't want to be a part of the family. They want to have their own life and just work, and then they go, and they have everything, like, just being on their own, I guess. But if that works, like, for some people, that works, but for me, it's really important to have people that I can talk to and hang out with and get help from. Same. And,
I feel the same, but also, that is why it's so important in the like matching process, I think, to like, as you said, express like, what kind of relationship do you want? Like, I want to be part of the family, or like, I want a mix, or like, so you don't come there and like, you totally mismatched, like they want someone who's working and you want the family, like then it won't work out.
No, I feel like my best advice would just be like, be open on your first call and be like, tell them what you want. Like, you're interviewing the family too. It's not only the family interviewing you.
Yes.
And tell them what you like in a host family, what you would be comfortable with, what, like, how you like it like at home and just like be honest. And like, if you being honest, it's not like something they like and they're like, oh no, we don't want that. Then it's not like, it's not meant to be. Then it's not
exactly
your future host family.
Yep.
That's so true. Okay. So I'm wondering a little, we talked about that you didn't go with an agency to Australia. So how was that like in rematch? Like, how do you find family after? Is it the same way you found them the first time?
So I would say going into rematch without an agency is like so much easier. Because with an agency, you, at least if you're like independent and you know yourself that you can like find good families on your own. With an agency, your like LCC needs to put you out on like the profile again. The future host families or the ones that you've been like going through rematch from, they can leave a comment about you. None of my host families got to do that because the first host family actually got kicked out from the program. So like the agency just left a comment like the family got kicked out, not a problem with au pair. But in normal like rematches, I think the family in New York got to leave a comment about me. I don't know what they said because there's only like the other families can see it, but I can't see it. So that can like, because I was really scared after like going through two rematches. I'm like, no one wants me now. Who wants someone who's been through like two rematches? They're going to think that I'm crazy or something. But in Australia, I actually just got a call from my host dad and he's like, hey, like, I'm so sorry. This and that happened. So yeah. So you can't stay with us anymore. And then of course I get like, I cried so much. Like I cried the whole day because I was so sad because I really liked it there. But there's nothing to do about it. So I just started looking for families. And when you're like an experienced au pair in country, a lot of host families are going to text you. A lot of host families are interested. So it was like no problem finding a host family. It was just like finding the right one that I was like, ooh, like I could really like pick and choose more. So I'm like, ooh, I want to live close to the beach. I want to live in that city. I want to like, instead of just like take the first one that like contacts you and be like, okay, I guess this is the best I can get. It's like, it's more when you get more options to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked around on Facebook. I had so many interviews. Like I had 1 week when I was going to find, because I lived in an Airbnb at the time. That my host dad paid for me. So that's really nice of him. But I just like looked everywhere, like all websites that I could find, all Facebook groups. And I could not really find like a good fit. And I was like, oh, well, maybe because on my visa, I can work with whatever I want to. So I don't need to be an au pair.
Okay.
Well, that's nice.
Since it's a work and holiday visa, you can work like as a bartender or at a cafe. And I'm like, I might start working like at a cafe or something and just get my own place to stay. But then my host mom, Katie, her TikTok like popped up in my For You. And I'm like, oh, I wonder where they live. And I looked up and I'm like, oh, in Australia. I was like, oh, I should like contact them or something just for fun, just to see if they would answer. And then I'm like, no, they're not going to, so I'm not going to do it. And I didn't. So I just keep on scrolling and keep on looking for families on Facebook sites. And then the day after, she popped up again and I'm like,
this is a sign.
Oh my God. I'm like,
this is a sign. Let's do it.
Yeah.
So I decide to put together an email. And I just put, like, my references in there and, like, my whole, like, au pair, not my au pair story, but everything that I've been working with before and just a little bit, like, about myself and stuff like that. And just ask because they have never had, like, a nanny au pair or anything. So I'm like, I don't even know if they want one. And then I send it to her manager's email or her, like, work email. So her manager sent it over to her and she actually, like she told me after, she's like, I had like the worst day ever and I get this email and I see you and I'm like, this is a sign. I'm doing it.
This like, is I my feel answer.
It. I feel it in my gut. Like, this is, I'm doing it. So she contacts me on Facebook. I don't see her message until like 2 days later. Because I was like, I got so many messages from other families and I was like doing like, so I didn't really, and it was on like spam, I think, because sometimes like, they pop over there if you get a lot of messages. Yeah. And she had a different last name on Facebook. So I didn't think of it. So I just like scrolled through it. But then like 2 days later, I saw it and I'm like, this is her. And I'm like, okay, let's have a call. And we had a call and both of us just felt like this is like both my host mom and my host dad, of course, like they're like, okay, let's do it. Like we're ready if you are. And I still had one call left with another family. So I'm like, I really want to. I'm just going to have this call and then I'll get back to you guys. I decided to not have this call because this family that I was going to have the call with also wanted me as their maid. I would get paid really well. This is actually also a crazy thing. Like I got to know this like last week from one of my friends. They paid really good. You had your own like little studio to stay in.
Yeah.
But you would be like a maid for older kids. And the host mom, like, I don't know why you would get paid so well, but one of my friends told me that she actually texted her and said, like, oh, like, she texted me and said, like, you need to wear a uniform. And then you would need to, like, hang out with the dad. Like, give him company.
No. I'm so glad like, you didn't do that interview.
No, yeah. I did not. I saw her message when she's like, you need to wear a uniform. I'm like,
no,
not doing that. I'm like, sorry, absolutely. I already found a family. Like, what would I wear? Like, what kind of uniform is it?
Yes. Oh my god.
But that's not like a au pair position. It was more just like a like cleaning job. And cooking and
hanging out with the husband.
Yeah.
Which that is weird. Insane also that
and the it was host just not hang, not up. Just hanging out like hanging out. She meant it in a weird way.
Oh, definitely hanging out.
Oh my god. That is
wow. Well, I guess you ended up in the right place for sure.
Yes. No, I came here and I just felt it. Like I felt it right away. I was like, this is perfect. And Byron Bay, where I live now, is also my absolute favorite place in Australia for now. I don't think it's gonna change. Yeah. I hope not. I could actually stay here for like the rest of my life. Like I just love it.
I was
here.
Gonna say, like, how long is your contract with them? Are you guys just gonna kind of see how it goes?
So we don't really have like a contract since it's private. Like we could make one, but both of us feel very like safe with each other, and if I would need to like go home, I want to be able to go home. Like if it's something would happen, but for right now I want to stay as long as possible. My visa, I can extend my visa so I can have at least 2 years on it.
Cool.
So I think I'll stay for those 2 years, but I need to do like farm work if I want to stay. So I need to figure that out, but I don't really know how I'm going to do it yet. But definitely like 2 years at least.
That's awesome.
That is so cool. I'm very fascinated by Australia, but I'm so scared of spiders.
I would say, like, there's a lot of spiders, a lot of bugs, a lot of, like, and I'm not scared of them, but if you are actually, like, if you freak out, if you see one, it's not the best place to be, I would say.
Yes, I do freak out a lot. Okay,
so I'm really curious because there was a video of that blew up on TikTok, and I've even seen it come up on Facebook too, which was really funny. I was like, wait a second, I know who this is. Okay, so talk to us about like your emotions around this video. If you guys haven't seen it, you guys can go find it on, I think, your host mom's TikTok. But what were your feelings around that? Because I felt like that was a hard situation to be put in.
Yeah, you mean the one where she showed when I gave like the present to like I have the gifts for the boys and with all the comments.
The one that was like saying that you were a Victoria's Secret model and she was just an average American mom.
So
and
that I'm like, was from a person who, like, she's not, like, she's just, like, she likes to make drama, and the only thing she talks about really is drama. I don't want to talk about her at all.
Yeah, but I don't even know who, like, the person was. Yeah,
no, I don't know.
No attention to this person, please.
No. It's not, like, if you feel the need to hate on someone else to feel better in yourself, you need to work on yourself, girl. Like,
yeah, you're the problem.
Yeah. So yeah. I think the main reason why it, like, blew up was because it came in a lot of, like, hate, like, being like, oh, she's going to sleep with your husband, she's going to do this and that, like, look at her, like, basically, like, slut-shaming me. And I'm like, okay, like, of course some people were like, oh, yeah, she's so hot, why would you not, like, get an ugly au pair? And it's like, I don't take that, like, as a compliment, because you still, like, sexualize me in a weird way. And why would I want to, like, this is my job. I come here to work and travel and see the world. I live with my amazing host family, and people are coming in trying to make drama out of something that we just sit and laugh about. Like, we're sitting at the dinner table, we're like, do you see what they said? Like, what? Like, it's just, it was just like, I think it's just insane for people to, like, I can say it like this. It's also, like, the same age difference between me and my host kids as it is between me and my host dad. And people saying that it would be something, like, that's actually, like, gross.
Weird.
To be honest. Yeah.
Also, like, why can't they just be, like, not be, like, oh, why wouldn't you get an uglier pair? Like, why don't we just take people for their experience and, like, what they worked with? Because obviously we don't get chosen. Well, I hope not, but, like, maybe some do. But,
yeah,
like, you're not supposed to get chosen or not chosen from, like, your looks. It's from your experience.
That's, like, why I've always said, I'm like, never once was it a thought when I've been looking at au pairs of, like, oh, well, she's really attractive, or, oh, well, she's not. Like, never once has that been a thought in my mind. First of all, because I fully trust my husband, which that's a funny story, because someone accused my husband of cheating on me last week, but it was a scam. Funny story. You can go to my TikTok and find it. Anyways, that's funny. I just had to bring that into the equation here. But I think, like, I'm like, of course it, like, you're beautiful. That's great. But, like, never did I, like, hire you because you're beautiful.
No, it's just weird.
No, I think it all, like, starts with people being insecure in their own relationships, people being insecure in themselves. Like, if you would think the way that they think, you would not even be able to let your, like, husband out, like, on the streets, like, walk around. Like, what if it would be a hot girl there? Oh my God.
Yeah.
Like,
what if?
The problem starts, like, with you then. If you cannot trust your husband, if you cannot, like, be secure in yourself and know, like, my relationship is as secure, so it would not, like, mean anything if someone good looking is coming in or someone not good looking. It's not about looks. It's not, like, it's just, it just went all over. Like, they started writing, like, articles about this, like the New York Post, and I'm like, why are you guys writing about this? Why
is this news?
It's not news. Like, it's just,
I get that. But so you're, because I can feel like that was pretty new when you just came there.
Yeah.
And I can see that could be, like, as you said, you were laughing about it. But, like, I guess that's because you have a good relationship. But I could also see that it could be very awkward between you and your host's mom if you didn't have a good relationship.
Yeah.
To be like,
yeah, if she would be, like, insecure in herself and her relationship, it would be, like, weird, but she's not. She's an amazing woman. She's so, like, she's a wonderful person. And it just went over the top. Like, we did not make anything, like, out of it. It did not, like, affect the way that I, like, came into the host family. Like, I would think if someone who's not used to be a lot on social media and show their face on social media and share their life, they would maybe be a little uncomfortable about other people like putting their face in there. I also get a little like annoyed with people only posting the pictures where I'm standing in a bikini. Like, oh, look at her. Like,
right.
Like slut shaming me with those pictures. And I'm like, oh, okay. But I think if someone who's not used to and doesn't want to share their life on social, like I choose to do that. So it's my own fault. If people make up stories about you, if people hate on you, like, or it's not your own fault, but it's like you kind of put yourself in
it
a situation where
the
people
job.
Yeah, yeah. So if you're not used to that, I think it would be harder. But for me, I'm just like, I could not care less what other people think of me or what yeah. other people like make up like fake stories and no.
Well, that's good.
That's awesome.
I feel like none of us should think about what other people think about us. I feel like that's just, if everyone would just focus on their own business, that right. would be great. Like, the world would be a better place if people weren't trying to make drama out of everything just because they can.
Okay. So, okay, we have more questions than we have time because you're just so awesome. So, okay, few more things. What are your biggest tips on how you grew not just one, but two TikTok accounts now? Like, what are your top tips if someone's wanting to try to do that?
And can you say what your name is on there so people can find you?
Yeah.
My name is Elsa Nordström with one M on my Swedish one and Elsa Nordström with two M's on my English one. Just easier that way. So I started my Swedish TikTok back when I was in Florida and I was like, oh, I'm just going to like, someone asked me on like a video that I posted like, oh, normal day look for you, and I just like started posting it and I'm like, oh, this is what I do, and people really liked it because no one has ever like done that before with the au pair. Like, everybody was like, what's an au pair? Like, I've never seen that before. Yeah. What is it? Like, I want to become an au pair. And it was so many questions and so much, like, I could talk about it for like hours. I could just like keep on posting about it and educate people about the whole au pair thing. So I just start posting about my life in Florida and it goes like really well. And I think the main reason is like, you need to think it's fun. Like, I've been doing YouTube and Video Find Me and TikTok and Musical.ly like since I was like 5 years old. Like, I'm not like, I had a camera and I'm like, hi everyone, welcome. Now I'm gonna like go to the stables and like just I would always That's like so love to just like record and sit and like take pictures and just, I've always loved that. So I think you need to have an interest with it too if you want it to keep it going. But also just like to be yourself, like don't make up like a fake story or like a fake anything, like just show people, like, I think you need to show people things, like, show your life, like, if you're doing something different, you can just, if you just start posting, people will be, like, interested and want to see more and ask questions, and I mostly just do it because I think it's fun. It's not because I'm like, oh, I really, like, it would be amazing to be able to work with it and travel at the same time and stuff like that. But I usually, like, I mostly do it just because I love it, because I think it's fun. And it's also amazing to have memories. And you just look back at it and you're like, oh, I remember, like, that day. And you have a whole video from that day. And I think also my English one, my host mom also boosted that one. And I boosted it, like, on my Swedish channel. Like, I was tagging it and just...
Yeah.
Started posting on there too, and I had a few videos that went like that got like a few million views, and after that it
the
just started.
Spider one. I saw the spider.
Yeah, yeah.
Was very gross. Scared.
No, that was actually gross. It was
it was.
But that's awesome. I think it does show in your videos that you're just like authentically yourself, you're just trying to be yourself, living your life, and people really enjoy that.
I enjoy it.
I hope. Thank you.
I'm such a great TikTok watcher. I feel like I watch TikTok. It brings my phone hours up to crazy. But that's another story. Okay, so should we end?
Yeah, we'll end with our last question.
Okay, so we I have a plan to ask every person we're interviewing this. And it is, what is your motto in life that you live by?
I don't really have, like, a motto, like, this is it. Like, I would say, like, my advice for people who maybe, like, feel, like, a little lost or a little just want some, like, advice, I would say don't be scared to, like, try something new. Don't be scared. Like, if you're not happy in the situation you're in, if you're not happy with your life, make a change. Do something different. And don't be scared to do something different, because everything has, like, its reason. Like, you cannot just sit around and wait and be like, oh, I hate my life, I hate this, like, I hate my job, I hate, like, living here. You need to make a change to think for things to start happening. And I'm also really, like, I really believe, like, a lot in, like, the universe has, like, a path, like, made for you. But for that to start, you need to start doing things different if you're not happy in the situation you're in.
I think that's a very good advice for people, for everyone.
I always love the analogy is, like, a car, and you just have to start driving. And as things pop up, you need to turn the car and go a different path and go a different path. And, like, you're just continually, but if you're stopped, you're not going to go anywhere. You have to start moving and just going into a path.
I feel like that kind of, it goes into one thing I've seen that is, like, if you don't ask someone, it's going to be a no.
It's already a no.
Yeah, it's already a no if you don't ask
it. We say that all the time in our real estate podcast. You do? We're like, yeah, like, all the time, because sometimes people have a fear of, like, calling people to solicit for business and stuff. And we're like, it's already a no. They're already saying no to you right now. What's the worst that can happen? They continue to say no?
Yeah.
Just pick up the phone and call. Don't be scared. So it's, like, the same thing.
Don't be, like, scared what other people think of you. Like, it's more important what you think of yourself. That is, stop, like, really stop worrying about, like, I know, like, before when I used to, like, meet new people, I would be like, oh, I wonder if she liked me, I hope she liked me. It's like, but did I like her? Did I, like, was it, it's just like, don't stop caring what other people think. And it's so easy to say, but so hard to do. But what's more, like, more important, you living your best life or other people's opinions? Like,
exactly. I didn't learn that until I was, like, 28. So I've been on this now, like, journey for 4 years. So if you guys can learn this now, your lives will be radically different. Yay. Like, I can't even tell you. So, oh my goodness. Well, we cannot say thank you enough for coming on today. Yeah. It's been so fun to talk with you and hear about your experience being an au pair and just your life. It's going to be fun to see everything that you do. I think you're going to accomplish a lot in your life.
Thank you. I'm so happy that I get to talk with you guys and be on your podcast. Thank you.
Thank you.
Well, perfect. Okay, so we always end the podcast and we say, hey, Dora. So if you would like to join us, we will go ahead and say,
hey, Dora. Hey, Dora.